It's one of the most important and difficult jobs in state government, running the agency responsible for dealing with child abuse and neglect. The director of the Department of Child Safety announced he is resigning September 1st. Greg McKay has been on the job 4.5 years. In that time, he's had to deal with record numbers of kids coming into the child welfare system. He was also tasked with reforming the state agency plagued by high turnover and low employee morale. In a moment, we'll talk to the head of a citizens board charged with monitoring the Department of Child Safety about what McKay's departure means to the agency and the kids in foster care throughout Arizona. But first, we turn to Mary Jo Pitzel, who covers child welfare issues for the Arizona Republic. Good morning. Good morning, Mary Jo.
Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Lauren.
I understand. So he was, McKay was criticized from the beginning for not having the experience necessary for the position. There were people who said that he wasn't the right guy for the job. Tell us a little bit about how he came into this position 4.5 years ago.
Greg McKay, at the when DCS was created, was working as the head of the Office of Child Welfare Investigations, which was an office within the then Child Protective Services. That unit was created to investigate criminal abuse cases. So, and he was placed there because of his experience as a Phoenix police detective who investigated a lot of crimes against children. After DCS was created and this office moved over to underneath the DCS umbrella, he was promoted to agency director soon after Governor Ducey was elected. Ducey fired the then director, Charles Flanagan, whom Jan Brewer had put in place. And there had been some feuding between these two men about how cases were being handled. A lot of internal disputes, but the new governor decided to go with Mr. McKay and sent Mr. Flanagan packing.
Right. So when he took over this agency, it was sort of supposed to be a fresh start for the agency the year before that. And his first few years, he faced some challenges. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about some of the bumps in the road along the way.
Sure. It was pretty rocky to start with. I mean, to begin with, this new agency had inherited a huge caseload of reports. It was in the wake of the recession, you know, usually when social supports go downhill, reports of child abuse and neglect go up. And that was the case with DCS back in, after the 2010 recession. There were also problems just getting the ship righted, getting policies in place, trying to understand the staff, trying to stem the turnover of workers. It didn't help that early on they imposed a dress code that sort of required office dress for the case managers. A lot of people thought that really made a disconnect with the kind of families that they were sent out to work with. There was a huge backlog of cases, which just they needed to get to, and there wasn't enough money. The legislature appropriated money. Nothing was happening for a while, and finally the legislature really put its foot down and kept up the pressure on DCS, and that helped to turn things around. At the same time, the agency got a lot of help from the governor's lean management initiative, which helped to streamline a lot of the procedures.
And Mary Kay, in the 30 seconds or so we have left, give us a sense of where the agency is now and how Greg McKay is going out.
Well, they've certainly brought down the number of kids who are, you know, are in the foster care system. It's at about 13,500 today, compared to, I think, a high point of nearly 19,000. There's an effort to try to keep families together rather than removing children as much. But in recent months, we've seen a little uptick in the number of kids coming into the system. We're not quite sure why, but he's leaving as there is a bit of a crisis going on. We don't have enough foster beds for children of all ages, including the very youngest ones, who are usually very easy to place.
Yeah. All right. That's Mary Jo Pitzel with the Arizona Republic. Mary Jo, thank you for coming on.
Great. Thank you very much.
And our next guest chairs the DCS Advisory Committee, a citizen review panel that provides oversight of the Department of Child Safety. Emily Jenkins is president and CEO of the Arizona Council of Human Service Providers, which represents agencies contracted by DCS. Emily, welcome.
Thank you.
So what do you make of the fact that Greg McKay is leaving now? We just heard Mary Jo talking about some of the challenges that he leaves DCS with. What is the state of this agency at this moment?
Well, this agency is in a lot better shape than it was when he came in. It took a long time. I think Greg made some of the mistakes that you might predict from someone who had never run anything more than a small department within a big agency. He and his team thought they could just sort of issue a new policy and it would make its way down to the basic level of case managers or case workers. And it took them a while to understand what it takes to actually change the culture. When he came in, after all the disruptions that had occurred with the moving the department and the year under Flanagan and then this new administration, the caseworkers were afraid not to move children, and they were afraid to return them. So it took a lot to build more confidence, and I think he did build a confidence that the caseworkers would be backed in their judgments. What we saw over time was a gradual move towards getting more stability, more credibility with the staff and the community. We had a major hiccup in 2016 when we had really serious problems with the procurement process. That's contracting for services. And our members were being told, we'll pay you 60% of your cost and you can make up the rest with philanthropy. Well, I had one member who said, I already put $1 million worth of philanthropy running this shelter for your kids. I can't do anymore. And others said, we're businesses. We don't have any philanthropic dollars. So we had to go to the governor and we had to do a lot of stuff. And in the end, I went to Greg and I said, are we going to work together in partnership? And he said, we made a mistake. And I thought that was a pretty major admission from a director. We made a mistake and we're going to fix it. And then he assigned Mike Faust, who is the deputy director, to work on building better relationships and more constructive relationships with the providers. Mike Faust is staying. He's the deputy director. And that's important because there are two huge challenges coming up within the next two years. The federal government, through the Family First Services and Prevention Act, is changing the entire way we do child welfare. They are mandating more services up front, more prevention, intervention, more family preservation. We think this is a really good thing. However, it takes huge changes in the way that everyone works. And almost 80% or more of the DCS services to foster children, families, are done by contract agencies, not by the department. So we all have to get our workforce trained and recruited and ready. The other thing that's coming is they are moving the behavioral health program for the children, the foster children, in the CMDP, the Child Medical Dental Program, into the department to be administered and not out in the behavioral health system. So we are seeing huge transitions coming up. So whenever you lose a director in the middle of these major changes, it makes you nervous.
What kinds of qualities or qualifications would you be looking for and would your members be looking for in whoever the governor selects as the new director?
Well, I don't think we have time to go back and train somebody. And they don't have, there's not the opportunity for a huge learning curve. So I think we need someone who has a really extensive child welfare experience and knowledge running a big agency. This is an agency with thousands of employees all over the state. So that they have two really good senior managers. They have Mike Faust and Shalom Jacobs. And if a director could come in with their support and basically pick things up but not have to spend a lot of time learning on the job, I think that's going to be really critical.
Do you see that person in state already, or do you think the state's going to have to go outside?
I got a call from the governor's office yesterday morning alerting me to this change and asking me that question. And I have to say, I don't know of anyone in the state at present who might be able to do this. We are certainly looking around to see if we might find someone. This is a big, complicated agency with very lots of cycles up and down and a real need to be very politically aware, to work with the courts and work with law enforcement and work with social service. So you need... If someone came in from out of state, we would want them to know the business so they then could spend their time getting to know the state.
All right, that is Emily Jenkins, President and CEO of the Arizona Council of Human Service Providers, which represents agencies contracted by DCS. Emily, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for the opportunity.